Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. New backpacks, packed lunches, fresh beginnings. August is back to school season across Middle Tennessee. MTE is proud to partner with local schools and educators to power every lesson and the lights in every classroom. Putting it all on the line for our community, that's Middle Tennessee Electric. Well, we have, as Mike Sparks plans shows, he makes sure that, you know, he overbooks because it's, you know, he doesn't think he can carry a show or something, I
it's
guess.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
Makes it exciting.
You know, have you ever thought that, just out of curiosity, we've got, what, three microphones? Yeah. Have you ever thought that that might be
that's
a limit?
The hint.
Yeah, that's a limit of the number of people to choose.
There are no limits, Brian.
Well, you don't think there
We're
are.
Unlimited.
That's for sure. So I think we've got a caller here on hold. Where are we going to go here first?
Yes. Let's see who the caller is. Caller, go ahead.
Are you with us? Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. This sounds like Senator Marsha Blackburn.
Blackburn. How you doing?
It is indeed. I'm doing great. Thank you.
So out and about, I guess today is a big day for you.
Today is a really big day, not only for me, but for Tennessee. It is our gubernatorial primary, and we are doing great. Last night, we ended our day in Mountain City. This morning, we started our day in Memphis. And we are right now in Wilson County, and we are heading to a lunch with supporters and volunteers and looking forward to it.
Well, Memphis to Mountain City, that covers the two big corners of the state, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and we're working our way toward Knoxville. That's where we're going to finish up our day.
So early voting has been in the books here for quite a bit of time. How did you think the early voting went for your campaign?
We're very pleased with the numbers that we have seen from early voting. We are, of course, we'll know those results after 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, but we feel very good about the turnout through early voting.
Well, and I know you have big plans if the Tennesseans tonight vote to have you as the Republican nominee. Kind of outline for our listeners here your plans here as governor for the state of Tennessee. What would you like to do as governor here if the voters so choose?
Yes, and what we're going to do is what the people have said they want to see done. You know, a Tennessee First, America First agenda is what they want. They want to make certain that we do a Tennessee-style DOGE and that we're careful with how every penny of taxpayer money is spent and that not a penny of that ends up with fraudsters. They want to make certain we run an efficient government, that we focus on jobs, making certain that our kids and grandkids have great jobs to come home to, that we're focused on what that economy looks like, not just today and tomorrow, but in the future. That's a big part of keeping our state strong. They want us to focus on public safety and keeping our community safe. And I'll tell you, that is really the reason that we have heard so much about continuing to deport illegal aliens that are in our state. We know that illegal aliens drive down wages, they take jobs, they make things more expensive, and people want to make certain that we keep these communities safe. They also want us to focus on a great access to education for our children, to be certain that every kid has the ability, every single kid has the ability to have access to a world-class education, and that we focus on those outcomes to be sure that they're successful in that education.
Well, State Representative Mike Sparks is here, our entire Rutherford County delegation.
Yes.
Right now, I don't know if things are going to change with that in the Republican Party, and with that majority working with the General Assembly, I'm sure you at least have allies there that to move your agenda forward, I would think.
Yes, indeed, and having the endorsement of those members of the General Assembly has been important to our campaign. We're grateful for that and looking forward to working with them. Rutherford County is a county that is growing. It is one of the fastest growing counties, not only in the state, but the country. And people are coming there because there is a great economic environment. There is a wonderful university. There are job opportunities. There are great schools for our children and a wonderful quality of life. So people from around the country, as they are leaving blue states and wanting to get to states that are going to grow and prosper and be a place that they can put down roots. And Tennesseans are constantly telling me they want our counties and states to be places that their kids choose to stay and that they don't leave to go somewhere else and find a job. They want those kiddos to be staying close at home, and certainly Rutherford County has put together a template to do that for the citizens of Middle Tennessee.
Well, I know you have a very busy day. I appreciate you spending some time with us today and headed to Knoxville. That's where the evening ends, I think you said just a moment ago, for
That's
a watch
exactly
party.
Right. Yes, and we encourage everybody, get out to vote today. They can get more information at MarshaBlackburn.com. I am the best person for this job. Our state needs a leader. We do not need a manager. We need a leader that can build out a vision for how we stand on this firm foundation that our governor, Governor Haslam, Governor Lee, our General Assembly has built, how we build from this firm foundation and really make our state better than ever before.
Well, thanks again for spending some time with us today, and good luck. We'll be watching the results tonight here on WGNS. So thanks again.
Thank you, Marsha.
You got it. Take care. Bye now.
That is Marsha Blackburn, who is United States Senator running for the office of governor, among others. This is a big time for Tennessee, Mike, because, the last however many governors have served 2 terms, 8 years. So, yep. I mean, this is something that will take us into the 2030s, if you can think about it that way.
You'd have your first woman governor, your first woman senator of Tennessee. You know, one thing, when I look around and I see things in the community across the state, half the job is showing up. And that's like our next guest, Richard Boyd. I really appreciate this guy. He always shows up. He's there for people. Marsha has showed up not only here on WGNS a few times with us, came in the studio. She showed up when I had that event for the night before her election, honoring my friend that was killed in Iraq, Freddie Hahn, meeting with the widow, meeting with the sons, meeting with Freddie's father. And I know, you know, Marsha's a tough lady, but I remember sharing about the story about Freddie losing his life and me training him at Nissan and me and him coming by my car business years ago, and my mother had prayed with him. He said, "Mike, I need a truck," and sold him a truck. My mother heard him and she come out there and she said, "Let me pray with you, son." And he never came home. And I remember sharing that with Marsha. And I seen the look in her face. I seen the tears in her eyes. And folks, I know John Rose is a great guy. Monty Frisk, great guy. They're friends of mine. John Rose has helped me on my campaign. Marsha's never helped me a dime. But I'm supporting Marsha because she shows up. And I know we got great candidates. It's a tough election out there for a lot of people to make that decision. But Marsha showed up. I think she's going to show up for not only Smyrna, Rutherford County, but the great state of Tennessee. And that's why me, Mike Sparks, that's why I'm endorsing her, but I appreciate her taking time out of her busy schedule to call in.
Well, I will say you said the same thing about Bill Lee, and, well, I don't know. Have you all met eye to eye on everything?
Well, no, I'm not mad at the guy, but he killed my school bus bill, and I'm a forgiving guy, but...
Are you? You've brought that up every time you've been on the air.
Well, I've got hurts and traumas, you know, ACES is real, but you know, this is the thing about politics. It's like, I think of Pettus Reed, or Anthony Johnson, or Carl Boyd, or whoever. We don't always agree, but I like that. I'm not always going to agree with Randy Allen. I'm not going to agree with Marsha. I'm going to tell her my opinion. You know, and I think this school bus bill, we're the most restrictive in the world. And talk about less regulation, get people back to work, giving people hope and opportunity. I think we have responsible 23-year-olds that go over and fly helicopters and for our military that sign up at 18. They're responsible young people. Now, not everybody needs to... or is cut out to do that. But I had that bill freezing the mayor and the sheriff's pay raise, my first bill when I was elected. I had no support. You know, taxpayer-funded lobbyists were working against me. People don't realize you got taxpayer-funded lobbyists out there making more than your representatives. Our forefathers didn't intend that when they designed our Constitution in this republic. And that's what I'm up against, is these taxpayer-funded lobbyists. My bill would have saved $25 million to the counties. $25 million. I'm thinking about bringing that bill back up.
Well, I was going to ask
you.
Because
I got to have the support of the governor.
I'm sure you are. Do you have the support of Marsha Blackburn on this?
Well, I hadn't talked to her about it, but I have on the school bus bill.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think they're supportive. And if folks don't know what I'm talking about, you know, Rutherford County, we face a crisis short of school bus drivers across the state because we're the most restrictive in the world. I mean, if you applied this to doctors or correctional officers or firemen, say, well, we can't let you drive a fire truck until you're 25. We're going to have a loss of, we're going to have a shortage. We already have a shortage of correctional officers as it is, and police officers in certain areas, especially Memphis. But I think it's a good bill, and it's the main bill I'll champion next year. Also, my fresh fruit and vegetable tax cut bill, I think mine's the best because mine's got the smaller fiscal note. It's affordability is the issue. Affordable housing is an issue. You know, I had a bill on that. And once again, taxpayer-funded lobbyists worked against me. We did the TASRA study. It's 139 pages. If you just Google affordable housing, Mike Sparks, TASRA, TACIR, you can see that study. But that's what I'm up against, is the people don't have a lobbyist. That's the sad fact of where we're at in this country right now. But that's where God has put me. So anyways, that's why I'm supporting Marsha, and that's why I'll be advocating.
You're getting the wrap up here, so
yeah,
get on with it.
Right. You want me to introduce our guest?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of showing up, Richard Boyd, I got something here. It's a surprise, and Richard, don't start crying. Richard Boyd, he works for TDOC, Day Reporting. Folks, explain what TDOC is before I get into this.
TDOC is Tennessee...
And Day Reporting.
Mm-hmm. Tennessee Department of Correction. The Day Reporting Center is part of the 2016 Public Safety Act. What we are is we're a small part of that, but we are a drug and alcohol rehab program to divert people from going into prison. So our process and our purpose is to look at those individuals who have substance abuse issues, and can we serve them better in the Day Reporting Center than having them go to prison?
Yes. Well, as folks know, our county taxpayers are going to have to fund a $360 million new jail. The state's probably going to have to build a state prison. And I asked TDOC, we'll ask them how much it was going to cost. They really didn't have an answer. That means it's very expensive. We can't legislate and incarcerate a way out of people. Some people need help with mental health. Some people need a job. Some
Correct.
People need a transportation. Some people need housing.
Correct.
And to me, if we help these people on the front end, mentorships, help these people on the front end, it's a savings. Let's invest on the front end. But I've got a surprise proclamation, if I can read it, Brian. Whereas it is fitting that we honor and pay tribute to those citizens of Tennessee who, through their unwavering devotion to the communities and fellow man, have left a strong mark on our great state. And whereas one such individual is Richard A. Boyd, LMSW.
Licensed Master Social Worker.
All right. Well, I knew that.
Yeah.
Anyways, a lifelong resident of Tennessee who was born and raised in the Appalachian Mountains and has been practicing social work for 37 years, whereas he earned his bachelor's degree in social work from East Tennessee State University and master's degree in social work from Middle Tennessee State University, whereas throughout his distinguished career, Mr. Boyd has focused on mental health and addiction services, once again, where there's no lobbyist. Thank you for being that lobbyist, that advocate, Richard. Whereas since 2012, he has dedicated his practice to combating the opioid epidemic, providing vital, focused treatment to the underserved individual and families who typically lack access to health care programs. Whereas Richard Boyd resides in Murfreesboro with his college sweetheart and wife of 33 years, Donna, and whereas they are proud parents of two adult children, Eve and Noah, whereas Richard and Donna both are active members of Holy Cross Episcopal Church, and whereas guided by his favorite scripture, Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ. Richard Boyd strives to bring equity, compassion, and healing to everyone involved. And therefore, I, Cameron Sexton, Speaker of the House on the 114th General Assembly, at the request and conjunction of Representative Mike Sparks, do hereby proclaim that we congratulate Richard Boyd on his 37 years of service to our community, his capacity in practice and social work, and thank him for commitment for the well-being citizens of this great state. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, Representative Sparks.
Man, I appreciate you, brother. And that's what I talk about, is simply showing up. We'll turn the show over to you and introduce your beautiful guest here.
All right. So we've got Miss Verge here, and didn't necessarily know that was coming. So so we're here to talk about Overdose Awareness Day, which will happen at the Murfreesboro Day Reporting Center August 27th. Starts at 9:00. We've got a whole host of vendors showing up. We have Motlow State, The Journey Home, United Way, Recovery's the New High. We also have expanded, and this is for anyone in the community. We also have a mobile mammogram bus showing up. They will take private insurance. They will take 10 care. And if you're at 200% of the poverty level, they will also see you. I'm going to send a flyer for that to the radio, so you all will have that available. You can sign up on the QR code. We'll also have our address for the event. And this is Miss Verge. She's a correctional counselor, too. She's been here with me last year. I'm going to turn it over to her, and she's going to talk about some of what we're going to do. And we also have some tasty food trucks showing up.
Yeah, and to follow up with the mammogram bus that's coming, I know some of the patient criteria for that is they must be age 40 and over and have no current breast issues, not to be under any care of a physician for any type of breast issues, and no history of breast cancer within the last 3 years, and be a biological woman. So that's just some of the criteria for that. Another excited guest for Overdose Awareness Day that I hold dear is Department of Safety. So for those of you who are still hanging on to those driver's license without a star on them, or if your driver's license expires this year, this is a great opportunity for you to show up to Overdose Awareness Day and not have to wait in that DMV line. So if you would like to sign up to register to get your ID printed out, you have to have valid documentation for that. So two proofs of residencies, proofs of citizenship, so Social Security card, and you have to have a payment as well on that day, just like if you would go to a DMV kiosk. But like he said, we'll have food vendors. So our food vendors, we have Athena Greek Cafe, Saco's Tacos, Twisted Cone, because it's going to be hot, so we love to have a cool treat. And then Creative Culinary, we had them last year, and they actually sold out. So everybody's excited to have them back because they were a big hit last year.
So Representative Sparks, I know when you invited me up, we were going to talk about men's mental health. And I don't think we have a lot of time left. But what I do want to say is we're going to have several vendors there. We're going to have volunteer behavioral health there. We're going to have the mental health co-op there. And if someone is thinking, especially male, I wonder if I'm depressed. If you're asking the question, seek an answer.
Yes.
So come up, volunteer, behavioral, the mental health co-op. Some of our other providers can absolutely set that up and help answer that question for you.
And we'll also have veteran services there
Services. That's what I was getting ready to say. So I know a lot of men, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm tough. Yeah. I'm tough. I can tell you without, you know, breaking a whole lot of confidentiality, in the Day Reporting Center, I have had several veterans, combat veterans, some who jumped out of helicopters in Afghanistan and Iraq, and absolutely when they got through our program and were graduates were absolutely, I didn't realize I needed that mental health, and that was the toughest thing that I've done.
Yes, this is a scripture, if I can read this real quick.
Yeah.
I put on Facebook, I often get people that, like a teacher texted me this morning struggling with her daughter who's got some, probably some mental health problems. And here's a scripture that came to my mind this morning. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, of your mind, Romans 12, 2. You know, mental health is a serious issue. And it seems to me like it's probably worse today. I mean, right now, there's a lot of stress out there.
There is.
A lot of people are stressed.
There's a lot of stress.
I guarantee you, Marsh Blackburn's stressed, John Rose stressed, Monty Fritz stressed.
I'm stressed.
And it's just, but one thing that I see, people have to kind of come together. And there needs to be a little bit more kindness.
Yes.
And going back on that scripture, the second greatest commandment was Jesus said, love your fellow man like yourself. And we don't have enough of that. And but I always appreciate you, brother. You're always there, and you're there for these folks. And you're doing what Jesus has called us to do. Visit those that's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Feed those that are hungry. Clothe those that are naked.
Absolutely.
And you've been doing it, and I appreciate all that your staff does. And it just, it means a lot to me. And I know it means a lot to this community, because you're also saving money.
Yeah. Well, and I also want to point out, my wife, we live in this community. Mm-hmm. So I don't want my community to be unsafe. So I'm absolutely doing what I know to be safe for our community. I go to our courts. I speak on behalf of those who are doing well. And I tell those who aren't doing well, I tell their truth in the court, too.
Yep.
So it's all
Shout out to Jimmy Hart, Barry Tidwell. Just great, great guys, man.
Yep.
All right. Busy day. It's election day, so be sure to get out there and vote. Mike, appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Brian.
Richard, good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Senator Marsha Blackburn for joining us today. Don't forget, election coverage begins tonight on WGNS and Big GTV around 7 o'clock. And Rutherford County Commissioner Rick Hall will join me, and we'll have a big time tonight giving you all of the election results. Again, beginning this evening, 7 o'clock. On WGNS and Big G TV.